Consultant Brian Burley says his new book, Young Black Pittsburgh, is proof that his community produces a lot of success stories and that the next generation can go even farther. The book features 140 black professionals from the city who each wrote an open letter to young black Pittsburghers, like this one from Brandon Ballard.
Dear black youth of the Berg, I see you, your greatness, your passion, your gifts, and your talents. It is time to craft a narrative for how the city views us. Hold my generation accountable as we lift you all up. We got you. Now go forth and be great. Love, Brandon Ballard.
90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino Young sat down with the author to talk about the book and the social movement he hopes it will create.
Brian Burley, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
How did the premise of the book come about? We always hear a lot about the need for representation, positive role models, but why a tangible book product?
Over the last 8 years, I've spent time working on a consistent basis with the 100 Black Men of Western Pennsylvania, where we go over things from financial literacy to professional development in some way, shape, or form for young people. And the idea and the premise for the book came from a conversation that I had with a young person where she said, like, hey, you know, we see you and we see the people that you bring in with you to kind of show us that these types of things are possible. But unfortunately, you know, when you bring your friends in or when you bring these other people in, they come in and then they're gone. And the consistent representation that our young people see is the things that they see, whether it be on the news, whether it be in social media, whether it be in general media itself, where folks who look like them, and especially young folks who look like them, aren't necessarily doing the things or achieving the types of goals that they might have had set for themselves. You know, so the idea for the book, more so than anything, came from a space of countering the narrative.
The book itself, it was a very sort of DIY, self-published project. And now it's this hearty sort of coffee table-sized book, and it features dozens of people from Pittsburgh, politicians, artists, professionals, and every other page is this handwritten, really personal love letter to the youth.
Sure.
Your letter, you're in the book as well, ends with, "We love you and are rooting for you." Can you tell me a little bit about the letters that are a part of the book?
They're my favorite part.
Yeah.
They're the entire reason that this project was created, because I think that even in, you know, and I came from a loving family, but our young people might not necessarily get to feel that love. You know, I can't count how many times in this book I read, "I'm rooting for you," or "I love you," or whatever other sort of positive reinforcement we're giving to these young people. And the great part about it as well is that it's honest. It was really important for them to actually be handwritten, because it made that sort of genuine personal feel. You know, you don't necessarily get to hear people love you all the time. But I think that that can have a big effect on it, especially if it's people that you look up to, you know, or people that you could look up to, or people that you could reach out to, and especially if it's people that are from your city. All these people are from Pittsburgh, you know, and then on top of that, it could have been more, right? This isn't everyone who's doing anything in the city of Pittsburgh that looks like them. You know, we've kind of set ourselves up now. I get a lot of questions like, all right, when's volume two coming? You know, and it's like, all right, we got to do the work of volume one and getting this book in front of these kids and trying to make the impact that we sought out to make from the very beginning.
Is there more coming down the pipeline as well for both that school-aged group and young professionals?
Yes. So we have some programming that we're working on moving forward. We actually were in a couple Pittsburgh public schools. I think that one of the biggest impacts that we can create through this project is, you know, it's a proof element, right? Like, this is 290 pages of proof. And I think that very often, you know, we have the opportunity to bring these folks into these schools so that our young people can see, like, hey, you can be a doctor. Hey, you can be a dentist. From a young professional standpoint, we're working on a lot of programming that we're kind of rolling out over the summer months. So I don't want to let the cat completely out of the bag, but we're working on some big stuff. So I'm excited about what's to come.
Brian Burley, author of Young Black Pittsburgh, thank you again so much.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I appreciate you.